Good afternoon and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Friday, the 3rd of June. The Archbishop of Tripoli has spoken of the suffering of the Libyan people, including the Catholic community, which includes many migrant workers from the Philippines. EWTN's Joan Lewis in Rome has more.
Archbishop Giovanni Martinelli, Apostolic Vicar of Tripoli in Libya, said Wednesday that NATO has intensified bombings and continues to create victims. The missiles are falling everywhere and unfortunately affect not only military zones but also civilian areas. The people in Tripoli are suffering, he said, even if nobody talks about it. Monsignor Martinelli told Asia News on June 1st that the bombings of the previous evening damaged several buildings, including a Coptic church located a few hundred meters from military barracks. Asia News also reported that according to the Libyan government, the NATO operation against Gaddafi has killed more than 700 people
and injured over 4,000, but so far officials from the regime have not allowed that information to be independently verified. The prelate said the city lacks fuel and the population is afraid to leave home. Psychological damage is also caused by the bombings. He spoke of the active presence of more than 3,000 migrant Filipino Catholics working in different hospitals in the city and throughout the country. They attend Mass every week in the cathedral despite the bombings and, quote, represent the heart of the local Catholic community and a testimony of love and service to the Libyan people who suffer. This decision is a clear message to the regime of Gaddafi, said Anders Rasmussen, Secretary General of NATO. Underlining the humanitarian nature of the mission, the Secretary General appealed to all the Libyan people, "We remain united and we guarantee the day will come when you can shape your future."
Well, if you're planning to travel to Rome as a pilgrim anytime soon, there's now a new place you can stay and call home. Domus Australia, or Australia House, has just been opened by Cardinal George Pell, who was in Rome to mark the completion of the renovations with a Thanksgiving Mass. The centre is located just 5 minutes from the main Termini railway station in Rome. It's a former Marist Brothers House of Studies built in the 19th century. 3 years ago, though, it was acquired by the Catholic Church in Australia. It's since been heavily renovated and restored. Cardinal Pell told the Catholic News Agency, "It's a house, a community of religious inspiration. We won't be satisfied if it's a religious building, but pretty empty and secular. The ambition is to encourage tourists to become pilgrims and to deepen their faith, to deepen their goodness. There will be Mass every day and regular opportunities for confession." Such an attitude is reflected in the restoration of the chapel. The extensive renovations have involved the construction of a new sanctuary, altar and sacristy. Meanwhile, much of the art and marble work has been restored to its former glory, with the flooring being completely replaced. The restored chapel also features 32 paintings by the award-winning Sydney artist Paul Newton, many of which adorn the seven side altars, which were also restored. There are portraits of Archbishop Bede Polding, St. Mary MacKillop, and other historical figures of the Australian Church. For those who wish to stay at the Domus Australia, there are 33 rooms. Bookings are already being made for July onwards. Recognized Chinese Catholic Patriotic Association is preparing to ordain another bishop without a papal mandate. Father Joseph Shen Guan is expected to be ordained next Thursday in Wuhan Diocese in central China. The diocese does not currently have a bishop. In it, there are 25 open priests and 40 underground priests, serving a total of 20,000 Catholics. China forced its Roman Catholics to cut ties with the Vatican in 1951, and worship is allowed only in state-backed churches, although millions of Chinese belong to unofficial congregations loyal to Rome. In recent years, under Pope Benedict XVI, relations have improved, and several bishops have been ordained with the Holy See's blessing. However, one bishop of northern Chengde city was ordained in November without the Pope's approval, and the Vatican disputed it. And finally, today, the 3rd of June, is the feast of Blessed Pope John the 23rd. With more details, here's Rome Reports.
June 3, 1963 saw the passing of one of the most influential popes in recent history. John XXIII is the pope who created the Second Vatican Council. The council was different from others in the sense that it presented itself as more pastoral than doctrinal. The late pope also created a department within the Vatican to improve the relationship among different Christian denominations. It was a move that quickly improved the relationship between Catholics and other Christians. John XXIII is also remembered for the role he played during the Cuban Missile Crisis. He publicly denounced the violence and pleaded with world leaders to promote peace. In 1881, Pope John XXIII was born Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli in a small country near Bergamo, Italy. He only served as pontiff for 5 years, but the changes he made in the church are still seen to this day.